Welcome. Today we've got Mel Kay, and we are going to be discussing the Project Veritas revelations, Fast and Furious in the court system, and Kyrgyzstan, what's happening in Kyrgyzstan. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to our Telegram channels and to nicholasvanyarmin.com for my free email updates. And if you're watching this for the first time on YouTube, I will leave the link below in the description for the full interview. Mel, thank you for joining me. How are you, and what have you been up to?
I'm good. Things are great. I'm about to go back on tour with the General Flynn Reawaken America tour. No matter what, they cannot stop us. We are going to save America no matter what. And that's very exciting. Also, just a note, my Telegram was hijacked, so don't follow me on Telegram because the Mel Kay Show is fake all over the internet too. So just make sure you go to the real ones. And also, you can always find my links at themelkayshow.com. And above that, I'm super excited because I'm going to my events in Arizona. And then on Saturday night, we're heading over to watch Donald Trump's first rally of 2022. And I expect it to be a big, exciting event. And I hope as many people as possible can come to Arizona and join us. We'll be in Phoenix, and then we will be in Florence with the president.
Mel Kay, that's music to my ears. I mean, if it wasn't for the testings and restrictions here in the UK, I would be over there with you. You know,
don't worry, we got a 2022 plan for Nick to come to America, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'd love that, and we got so much to do. It's amazing. I can't wait. I've never been to the States, and I would love to be there with you.
Oh, I can't wait, and I know it's going to happen, and I know everyone's looking forward to it. Everywhere I go, people tell me they love Nick, so America's anxiously awaiting your arrival.
I love them very much too.
I know.
Now when Trump said, you know, he's canceling January the 6th speech and because of the fake news, and he's going to save his speech for the rally. I mean, I think it was a delay, that there was things that needed to be happening in the background. There was a delay. He wasn't ready to announce it. And, you know, because he already knows how fake news,
right,
the fake news are. So right. What do you think about that?
Well, I just think that the January 6th is falling apart fast. We already know Sullivan, these guys that were all filmed. There was five guys that we have filmed from. And everyone that doesn't understand what really happened on January 6th should go look at this writer, Beatty, on Revolver.News, has done incredible work exposing the federal government being involved, the FBI and whoever else. Capitol Police certainly were allowing people in. The whole thing is a fraud, and I think everyone knows that. We're still looking for Nancy Pelosi's missing laptop, and it's all going to come back. Also, Jim Jordan and Banks and other people, they're doing a counter investigation that these people don't know about, and or they're not acknowledging. So I would get ready for some revelations on that. And also, we all in America, like you guys woke up last week horrified that Tony Blair was somehow knighted. We had a situation where this despicable Cheney that's running the January 6th committee is so anti-Trump. You have to wonder what did he do to her? Like, I've never seen such an angry woman to this extent. She hates half of America and says it just like all the rest of them. But I have to tell you, she brought her father on January 6th. And to me, a war criminal beyond comprehension, somebody who ran the military industrial complex for 30 years of endless wars that only benefited them and his friends. And, you know, he supported torture and mind control. He damaged my friend Kathy O'Brien very much, and a lot of other people along the way with what they would do to test out MKUltra and other things. So, you know, watching her show up with her father on the floor on January 6th, made millions of Americans furious. So especially if they had family members or friends who died in Iraq or in any of the wars perpetrated after 9/11 or 9/11. So I think that there was just, I think Trump said, let them bury themselves on January 6th with their bogus stuff. I mean, Kamala Harris said that 1/6, meanwhile, there were 700,000 estimated people there. 2,000 went to the Capitol. But the people leading it are this Ray Epps, this John Sullivan, and four other guys, all obviously involved. All of them are either FBI informants or working with the FBI, or even worse, they're straight up infiltrators from Antifa and Black Lives Matter backed groups that went there and for the specific purpose of stopping the public from watching the counting of the votes and seeing who rejected them, because we know a bunch of at least 10 guys, the ones that seems to still care about America and the people, were going to object. And it just so happened that the breach of the Capitol directed by this Epps guy and a bunch of other people that were cutting down no trespassing signs, the Capitol Police opening the, clearly opening the gates, but also a Capitol Police officer went in with this, with the QAnon shaman that they're torturing and putting in jail forever, went into the Capitol with him and walked around with them. And it was totally nonchalant. You know, people can go after Tucker Carlson, but everything he's showing about January 6th proves a lie. And then, of course, we have this crazy thing going on in America where people of power can go and lie just right to the face of the people. And then, you know, their mouthpieces at CNN and MSNBC and New York Times, they then run with it. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. Kamala Harris said that January 6th was tantamount to 9/11 in Vietnam. Well, or Pearl Harbor. Well, anyone that had family members that died in either should be horrified. This was not an insurrection. Nobody's charged with insurrection. Nobody had any weapons. There were no guns found. We have video of Capitol Police officers beating people. And we also know at the end of the day that only one person was shot, and it was shot by a Capitol Police officer working for Pelosi. Her name is Ashley Babbitt. And she was shot in cold blood without a warning in the back. When she was being directed, it appears the John Sullivan guy filmed the whole thing. His father's a military guy and well-known. He was also photographed in the Antifa riots. The real riots were the summer before. So I just think that whole thing's falling apart and that they have plenty of evidence that it was a setup to shut up we, the people of the United States, that saw a lot of fraud in that election, wanted to address our grievances, as is our right in the Constitution. And Pelosi and her overlord friends, they said, you know what, American people, no, you don't have a say. And I'll tell you right now, Nick, there's something very dangerous going on here called HR1. These are the same people, Pelosi, Clyburn, Schumer, and now Michelle Obama comes out, makes a big speech, and she's out of everyone the one that scares me the most, because, you know, there's a lot going on there. And a lot of people think she's vying to replace whoever's in there now. And she came out, she's got an army of a million people that are going to make sure that what happened in 2020 happens again and everyone gets out there. And she's just talking about a voting fraud operation. But, you know, they're all putting it on the line. End of story is what they're saying. And Clyburn even said it out loud. They're saying they don't trust the states and they don't trust anyone but the federal government. While the rest of America says we don't trust the federal government anymore. We've seen the DOJ, the FBI. CIA has never been for we the people. They've always been for the New World Order, one world government. They are a spawn of Rockefeller's United Nations. And all these people playing a psyop on the American people. But we are a constitutional republic. Every state has its sovereignty. And the American people have to really put all their energy into their states and individual counties and vetting these people. We found that there's multiple Chinese CCP, not Chinese, CCP-backed groups that have infiltrated our local elections and our local politicians all over this country that people need to look into. Also, anyone connected with the Open Society. These people have made allegiance to people that want to destroy America from the inside out. So we, the people, need to vet everyone. I think it's pretty clear to American citizens at this point, Republican and Democrat, left and right, the whole paradigm is a fraud. They're either in it or they're not. They're either with the people or they're not. And a lot of them, unfortunately, aren't. So HR1 is a danger. They're saying that it's voting rights. I saw yesterday, like 70% of Americans think it's easy to vote, you know, and the one thing they want to take away is something every other country demands, which is voter ID. Well, after they let in, what, 11 million illegal aliens and our borders wide open, and many people came through our border from the Middle East and Haiti and all over the world. They want them to be able to vote. That's the only reason not to have voter ID. In New York, I mean, New York's the leader here. Anything that's happening in New York should scare everyone in the country because New York's been captured. Don't pretend that the new mayor and this new DA, Soros DA, that's not going to put anyone in jail, no bail, no nothing. It's a criminal's paradise now in New York. And they just passed that 800,000 illegal immigrants, illegal, like not even, didn't even, no paperwork, no ID, no nothing, are allowed to vote in 2022. So we got to fight back hard and really focus on getting involved.
Well, we will. And you're absolutely right. And I really do see a slight change in narrative on the mainstream media after 20, you know, after the new year. in 2022, because here in the UK, when I, you know, I've had a few days off and I just thought, let me put the mainstream media on and see what the narrative is, what they're saying. Is it still the same? And now they're slowly dripping out information. For an example, what we saw in the UK, is it set? I forgot his name. One of the gentlemen from Parliament went to the doctors, and the doctor was saying that I don't want to take the vaccine. And for that to be on the mainstream media, usually that something like that would be completely censored. Right. But now it's slowly being dripped. And then I'm seeing another interview where people are questioning the Capitol riots, and they're questioning critical race theory. And this is the conversation that I had with April Moss a few months ago on critical race theory, about what the school boards, what they're teaching children, that if you're born, if you're born white, you're born racist or a white supremacist. And this is terrible. This is no longer education. This is a brainwashing indoctrination system. So they are talking about this slowly, slowly. So I do feel that there is a slight change in narrative. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's true. I also think that the Black community is starting to wake up. They've had these leaders in there a long time that have only gotten extremely wealthy off the all these promises when they've done nothing but make life even harder. We also have a situation, at least in a lot of states, but the Biden regime saying that therapeutics, healthcare, monoclonal antibodies, all this stuff goes to Black community first. Well, what is that doing? We've already, I've had many shows with many people about critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, defund the police, no consequences for crime, smash and grabs, all this stuff, the vaccine mandate, and now prioritizing the Black community for vaccines and healthcare. This is a psychological reverse war on the Black community, and it is trying to cause a race war. But I am in New York, and I see, first of all, the Black community is not stupid like they think. And they're watching this, and they are watching what's happening. Then they have this DA saying he's not going to put anyone in jail, when our Black communities right now, at least in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Queens and even Manhattan, are a war zone. So nobody's happy about this. Critical race theory, actually, people should know, Rockefeller, we'll always go back to the Rockefellers. Anything that has to do with Marxism, New World Order, communism, and enslaving humanity. Critical race theory and what's going on now is out of this Castle Project, which is social and emotional learning. It's in your country and my country and 109 countries. It's backed by the Rockefeller Institute and the Carnegie Endowment. And it's always the same people that stole our country to begin with through the Fed and even before that. But it's the same indoctrination as the Rockefellers taking over the medical school, universities. It's not just them. They're a figurehead. You know, they control, the Rockefellers control the entire apparatus, including school, academia, medical schools, big pharma, big oil. And also they are in cahoots with a CCP group that is really pushing K-12 through their Thousand Talents program and Confucius Institute. All of these people have the same goal, enslaving humanity, full and total surveillance, and getting rid of dissenters. Don't forget, you know, a lot of children through this Marxist critical race theory, you know, it's interesting. Also, somebody very involved in this happens to be our Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law is pushing this all over. But the truth is, critical theory was created a long time ago by Marx. They just realized if they inserted race in the middle, that it would be even better to alienate people. And as I've discussed many times on your show and others, the entire color revolution model that leads to the revolutions, and don't forget Mao's revolution, that now all these critical race theory pushers and our teachers union and our teachers that have been replaced, the good teachers with Marxist indoctrinated teachers, they tout Mao as some kind of hero. What happened under Mao is 100 million innocent people were slaughtered because they wouldn't go along with the communist takeover of China. Same thing in Russia with Stalin, same thing in Germany with Hitler. And now they inserted race into the middle. But people have to remember the people at the very top, the puppet masters, I call them, or the Davos crew, or the World Economic Forum is their front. They are champions of eugenics and transhumanism. So anything that they're saying is for the good of humanity or for the good of, say, the Black race or whatever, you can pretty much deduct that it's actually the opposite. And that's what's going on. And parents are fighting back. But again, we have this guy, McCabe, who was up to his eyeballs and lied to Congress, but was involved. Now we all know the whole Russian thing was made up, the whole hoax, everything. And they knew it from the start. Hillary Clinton, John Podesta were instrumental. Hillary's campaign paid for it. All these lawyers were involved. Obama, Biden, Brennan, Comey, all involved. None of it was true. They hijacked our country. Then they did, you know, the impeachment over a Ukraine call. Really what Trump was saying was what's playing out now, which is why are we giving $400 million of weapons to the country of Ukraine? And now we know why, because World War III was planned under Hillary, because the military industrial complex needs a war to keep going, keep its funnel going, keep its money and power going. And they were setting up there for NATO to have that be their base. And frankly, it's all failing, which is good news. But at the same time, the critical race theory and all of that, it's been funded by George Soros and all the same people. Honestly, a lot of Weather Underground, who are original domestic terrorists in America that were all pardoned by Clinton and Obama, are behind it out of Chicago. And on top of that, the CCP put a lot of funding into Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And those were the real insurrections and riots. They burnt down cities. If you look at January 6th, next to what happened for 6 months, the summer COVID broke out, it's not even comparable. And none of those people really went to jail. They didn't pay a price. Mm. And we have 700 political prisoners for wrong think and wrong speak stuck in a hellhole in the vassal state of the District of Columbia that has no regard, because of how it's set up, by the way, for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and certainly they do not appreciate God. So that's
absolutely
where we are.
And in contrast with what's happened with the BLM riots and burning down cities, statues and flags, and Trump stopped it immediately when he said 10 years in prison, anyone burns the flag, and it stopped just like that. And I think that was a fantastic move of him. But they, in contrast, it's not comparable, you know, and they're very contradicting, and people are going to wake up to this.
I think now, people are. They're realizing. I saw, it was hilarious. I was watching. I accidentally had to see some CNN yesterday, and I'm watching Stelter and Darcy and these other people that have been have lied so many times to the American people. I mean, they pushed the Russia thing. They all knew it was phony. They pushed the Ukraine impeachment. They all knew it was phony. They're pushing that Trump had anything to do with the January 6th. They know it was an inside job and a false flag. They're on there being like, they're very concerned because the American people are tuning out CNN and MSNBC, and they're not going to the Washington Post and New York Times anymore. And they're very concerned for the safety of America. The safety of America will return when people shut that stuff off. And that's the fact.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now let's talk about Project Veritas revelations that you say you have.
Yeah. So the great James O'Keefe, you know what? We're in such a weird time, Nick, that anyone that they're trying to openly destroy and discredit, I don't know why these journalists that go out there and say he's not a journalist. He's an absolute journalist, and his whole team are. It's like, I'll go head to head with my credentials against any of them. And I know he would, too. But basically, they just get a lot of scoops. I know that he has a good relationship with the true Trump patriots, which aren't who they seem. There's, you know, Peter Navarro in my belief is the top of the top. So I listen to him a lot about what's really going on. But basically, this is mind blowing. And the whole world needs to know about this. Dr. Fauci, we know that since the 80s, if not before, has been doing these vaccine experiments with depopulation and eugenics at the top of his rung. He was very close with both Bill Gates and Bill Gates's father, who started Planned Parenthood. Eugenics is the big name of the game. Eugenics is not about abortion. Eugenics is about what the Third Reich and the Fourth Reich UN also want, which is a superior master race, where they, these bloodline families, are the only ones with control and power based on their lineage. And the rest of us are either slave society. Now, you know, they want to put us in smart cities and track and trace and all of that. But now we know from some of the patents that came out after the Libra case, the track and trace they want inside of us. We, you know, they denied. Bill Gates and David Rockefeller both have talked about implanting chips into everyone for a decade. But as soon as this came out, it became conspiracy theory. But now Sweden is openly very proud. We hear China talking about super soldiers and implanting devices in people's brains. So it's all coming to a head with that. So Project Veritas, God bless them, they got a hold of some documents from the Department of Defense from 2018. And if you'll recall, Fauci, who went right into the bureaucracy, never treated a patient, has always been royalty. His bloodlines go back to Switzerland. The same thing, he's in on it. The Great Reset, that's his goal. But basically, he lied on the floor of Congress many, many times. Rand Paul pushed him. Rand Paul knows the truth, by the way. So do a lot of people, including Trump. But in 2018, Fauci, through his partners at EcoHealth Alliance, where they launder the money through to go to China, or tried to, with this Peter Daszak, who's done some really sick stuff, and also this Barrett guy from North Carolina, basically went to the Department of Defense, DARPA, which, if people don't know what DARPA is in America, it's our AI and technology military wing that does a lot of this stuff. And they give a ton of money. They give a ton of money to these MIT and Harvard scientists that also got a lot of money from Epstein and Gates for transhumanism. So that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. They reject it. So what happened was, Fauci and Daszak put in a request to study SARS-CoV-2 in 2018, before any of us ever heard of it, with gain of function in the lab in Wuhan, to reverse engineer this man-made SARS-CoV-2 to come up with a vaccine. The Department of Defense in America rejected the request, saying that it violated a moratorium ending gain of function research because it was too dangerous and that they would not allow it. Well, this shows and proves that Fauci ignored the Department of Defense rejection of the request to do this gain of function research with SARS-CoV-2 and went ahead and did it anyway. So now we know not only did Fauci lie on the floor, which most people knew that already, but he's perpetuating and continuing the lie. The thing that should piss off most people on this planet, because first things first, the NIH of the United States of America, with American taxpayer dollars, funneled money through Daszak to the Wuhan Lab of Virology, owned by the Chinese Communist Party and their People's Liberation Military, their communist military that kills dissenters and puts people in concentration camps for wrongthink and organ harvesting and all this horrible stuff, went into business with them in the Wuhan lab to create a bioweapon and then to create the vaccines. And mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is that that's treason alone. You have a U.S. official, the highest paid. People should be wondering, why is Fauci the highest paid government official in America? Well, he went in with Gates, of course, and all the other people. Epstein had stuff to do with it. We found out Lieber was also got paid by the CCP to build a lab in Wuhan to integrate nanotechnology and AI with all his friends from MIT and Harvard. So what we have now is absolute proof that the Department of Defense rejected them doing this research. And the worst part is they're still doing it because under Biden, they reauthorized all the stuff that we were paying for in the Wuhan lab to continue. And you and I believe firmly that document we saw very, very early on that was accidentally released from the World Health Organization with all the variants, the names, and they're all coming. So this is a long game plan. But like you said, the tide is turning. I don't know if this is happening where you are. First of all, don't forget that even though that ICC, International Criminal Court, really doesn't have jurisdiction and nothing that they really do has any meaning to the world. But the fact at all that the case was filed against your government and other people, I know Khan from London, he was served with crimes against humanity and laying out the case that the entire pandemic was a tool to take us into top-down totalitarianism. We know Build Back Better bill that all our countries are pushing was actually written by the World Economic Forum and their overlords over there. You know, always Kissinger's always been a big fan of them too. So don't forget he's on our side. He's the architect of all of this, by the way. But I think we're finding out that, you know, not only did Fauci lie, but everyone knew he lied. That's the other
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Well, this is the thing. This is why I'm so happy that, you know, when we look at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, it's five times bigger after Trump came in. And because he knows all these people need to be in prison like Fauci.
Right.
And the other thing is the biggest criminal. Absolutely.
Right. And if there wasn't good guys in the military working against these evil demons, We wouldn't have known last week that Gitmo put into groundbreaking for a new courtroom there. They already have one. If there's only two, if the truth is there's only 200 terrorists, less than that there now, that for all the way back from the Bush years, why would they build a new courtroom and a new housing unit for the for media? So that's going to be up and ready and running by 2023. So a lot's going on there. I think a lot of these revelations are the same. And I don't know if in your press, but in my press, they're starting to call COVID coronavirus again, which we know is the common cold and the SARS-CoV-2 and the flu, the coronaviruses. But I'm seeing that turn. We have a bogus hearing today with this Walensky, who's wearing two masks. She's fully vaccinated, wearing two masks and a booster. We have Fauci there, no mask. And they're all just spewing the same lies. And again, we also had a Supreme Court justice who was put there by Obama on the stand, I mean, on the stand, on the platform of the Supreme Court of the United States, lie, full out lie, terrorizing, pushing fear porn on parents, saying that there's 100,000 children suffering from COVID, most on ventilators. First of all, that's not even remotely, that's just a phony, false statistic. It's a full on lie. A, we have Walensky come out and say that all deaths, basically, from COVID had comorbidities and usually two or three, sometimes four, which means, you know, they didn't die from COVID. They died with COVID, but we know the PCR test is fraudulent. And now they're all talking about tests and cases. Stop getting tested, people. The PCR test, Carrie Mullis, who created it, said it was never going to be used for any of this and that Fauci was a fraud and he was going to try to manipulate it. We have the World Health Organization saying the PCR test gives out way too many false positives, 60%, which means 100% of the tests are fraudulent because you can't tell. And it was supposed to be taken out of, we were told in July the PCR test was a fraud test and gave false positives to millions of people. But then at the same time, it was supposed to be taken out of usage by January 1st. Well, what are they testing the new variant with? And who's doing it and why? And then I have a friend who is a child in New York City. They're now sending these test kits home. Well, I looked at the test kit. I put in the where this test kit come from. It comes up with a distribution place in San Diego. But if you dig into the distribution place, you're going to find out these tests are coming from CCP China. So I just think the whole narrative is falling apart, and that's really bad for them. But this stuff that Veritas broke from the Department of Defense should really make every American really angry, because it proves everything Rand Paul's been saying is not only true, but the Fauci lied to the people. People should also be very angry about the Supreme Court. They're not using the Constitution. It's unconstitutional to make anyone put anything in their body against their will, especially without informed consent. Again, we can't have informed consent because the FDA, CDC, they won't release what's in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. We know it's not a vaccine. It's a therapy that manipulates your DNA that they've been working on probably for 40 years or so. Anything that we're finding out now, it started back probably before Nazi Germany, but Operation Paperclip has a lot to do with this and Nazi science and sick, twisted experiments. And now we're at a place where I think the American people are, in the majority of the American people, are realizing that they've been had. And, you know, I always say it on the show, I've said it on your show, it's easier to get, like Mark Twain, I think, said it, it's easier to convince somebody. Oh, it's easier to con somebody than convince them they've been conned. But I think the American people now realize they've been conned because, you know, Walensky's down there today testifying with two masks on when their girl on CNN, the former Planned Parenthood doctor Wen, said last week, masks don't work, which we've known the whole time. Second, another guy from our Health and Human Services says masks don't work. We know that the virus is much smaller than the mask, so obviously. But this is all about mind control, and people are getting out there and pointing it out. But the level of mind control and PSYOP, there's actually Jason Burmes, a guy I follow. He brought my attention to this NASA document about strategic warfare 2025. It appears to be a real document, and people should look it up. It's pretty scary. And never forget, NASA was started by Wernher von Braun, an Operation Paperclip Nazi, who came here to continue his studies he was doing in Nazi Germany. So, you know, it's a scary time for America when we have people that are in the highest positions of power blatantly lying, and the media running with their lies knowingly. We're at a real place where the people, and they keep, you know, it's the same people, MSNBC, CNN, Pelosi and Schumer and all them, that keep pushing that there's going to be a civil war, that the right is violent. The right's not violent. The right loves America and our right. And honestly, there's no left and right, because a lot of Democrats and you know who's most pissed in America when I get talked to people are legal immigrants from all countries that came here legally, or people that want to come here legally. And right now it's so backed up with illegals that they can't. And this is getting to a tipping point. I also saw that the entire Latino voting block, which is sad to put anyone in any kind of block described by your race or your color or your religion or whatever, but that's the way America is right now. They've had it too. This is ridiculous. And I, like we said in the beginning, I see a lot of things coming out, but if the Department of Defense document that James O'Keefe put out is actually real, well, then Fauci needs to be brought up on charges and indicted for not only lying to Congress. You know, they're going after Bannon and Stone and Flynn and all these people that weren't even there on January 6th for bogus charges. And, you know, on top of that, the American people, but it's your country too, I have to say, we're finding out that Nancy Pelosi is the big, did an amazing job in her stocks last year to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And a lot of the stocks that she invested in that have come out were connected to the Wuhan virus or AI technology. So she and all of the Congress people are doing all these major stock trades. Pelosi even defended herself last week because it's so alarming how much money she made over the last 2 years, knowing, don't forget that they made the bills with all the money and they approve all this stuff, knowing technology and other things with the pandemic were on their way. And she says that they're pretty much exempt from insider trading. Well, mm-hmm. You know what? All this stuff they've done to Trump, I say, you know what? You got nothing on him, but we sure have a lot on them. So I look forward to, I think 2022 is going to be the year of the revelations. 2023 is going to be the year of true law and order and justice. That's my take on what's going on, because it's coming from all angles on these people. And again, Nick, it's always the same people. We're talking about probably, I keep saying, 1% are in on it. They're the Great Reset crew. They're the City of London, the Vatican, the DC swamp. And then, you know, these small groups, and then all of their minions, the Fourth Reich UN and their CFR and Trilateral Commission and your country, the Privy Council, the Committee of 300, Club of Rome, Davos, Bilderberg, it's all the same people. But the truth is, when we've been saying this for 3 or 4 years, it was conspiracy theory. Now you have mainstream media people, not mainstream because that's no longer, they're all fake news, but alternative media people, including big doctors, Malone, Z, McCullough, coming out and saying this Great Reset theory is plausible and probably true, that this is all about that. And I think people are starting to see it. They're stopping and dismissing. Don't forget, the CIA created the whole conspiracy theory nonsense when they put out a fraudulent document, the Warren Report, about the murder of JFK by our CIA and others. And, you know, now we're still paying for it, that so many people in this country hear something that they don't want to be true and then immediately say it's a conspiracy theory or tinfoil hat. Guess what? It's all coming true. And people are waking up.
People are waking up. I mean, I'm having more conversations with people who've taken the jab. They regret taking the jab. And they're starting to see the narrative fall over. They can see that it's corrupt. They can see it's about control. And they're standing up. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm speaking to people who've been jabbed and they regret it.
I know. You're too. Yeah.
So tell me about the Fast and Furious court systems. What is that really about?
Well, this is why I'm telling, you know, I firmly believe that we've been watching a sting by an international alliance that wants to extinguish this evil that's based, I believe, in Switzerland, but certainly has been controlling all of our wars, famine, every crisis on this planet for the last at least 100 years, way more than that, I believe. But the Bank of International Settlements, which is the cabal, the bloodline, the top of the rank bank that also, you know, is in cahoots with the City of London, which isn't London. It's the Rothschild Bank in London, the Vatican, which the City of London basically also controls. And don't forget, the Swiss Guard are the guard at the Vatican. So that should alarm people. And this foreign owned and controlled entity in D.C., this vassal state in D.C. that doesn't run by the Constitution or Bill of Rights. And nobody in America really knows that. But so what's happening this time? 4 years ago or so, we in America were informed, actually, Anne Vandersteel did a great thing on it too, about something called Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious, there was a lot of speculation that a lot of the Southern governors and politicians, including Pelosi and McCain and the Bushes for sure, were in cahoots with the cartels in Mexico and with the drug trade and the human trafficking trade and a lot of very nefarious stuff. So mm-hmm. while there's a lot of literal cartel war in Mexico, a lot of these people aligned with El Chapo, who you'll recall had a show trial in America, in the Southern District of New York, of course, was convicted. But I kept looking at it and saying, there's no way El Chapo isn't going to throw these people under the bus. He's not going down alone. There's no way. His wife just got 3 years. So I'll tell you right now, that has something to do with this. So basically, just for people that don't know, Eric Holder, Obama and Biden and their entire globalist regime in the mass destruction of America from the inside out went into cahoots with the cartels, and they sent thousands and thousands of weapons across our border to arm El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel, also close with the Bushes, to have a war on our border. Basically, what they've did has led to now, but it also killed Brian Terry, a CBP agent, and a lot of other people. These guns have been found all over the world, especially in California, Arizona, all across the border. They've been used in multiple murders, horrible cartel violence, and they were supplied by Barack Obama and Joe Biden to the cartel directly. There's plenty of proof. So what happens 2 days ago in this geopolitical chess game? Out of nowhere, the new prosecutor in Mexico, and don't forget, Mexico, no matter what anyone's saying, the president of Mexico and the Mexican authorities were working with the Trump administration. They liked what Trump was doing at the border. It was helping their country and helping our country. Biden dismantled it all. Now, a year in, the head prosecutor of Mexico puts in an indictment against a bunch of his politicians and El Chapo and other people, saying that they were working with the Biden-Obama administration to supply guns to cartels in Mexico to wreak havoc on their country and ours. And they're charging them criminally. So what I'm reading through the bottom lines and listening to people is this is about Obama and Biden and getting these Mexican officials to a couple of them are here in jail and Mexico wants them back. It's a takedown, because people have to understand, if you do know from the top as the president of Mexico and Trump administration and a lot of people, part of our open borders, thanks to some very nefarious NGOs and the United Nations paying for our border to be a sieve, a lot of what's going on is because the One World Government, New World Order, UN, you know, overlords, the Rockefeller, Kissinger, Bush plan was to have a Mexico, America, and Canada cede our sovereignty as one nation state, kind of like the EU, which is totally falling apart. And I'm very excited to watch that. But basically, that was the plan. So the destruction of America from the inside out also includes the destruction of Mexico and Canada. So let's just be very honest that it's not a surprise to me that as things are popping off, COVID's falling apart, it's clearly all going back to the World Economic Forum and their overlords. Fast and Furious is back in the news. People are now looking at Biden and Obama and their shadiness and what they did down there on the border. And putting the blame where it belongs, which is on the cabal that is their overlords. Obama and Biden, in my estimation, they're still puppets of this globalist overlord regime that just installed Joe Biden into DC to wreak havoc on the world and end America as we know it. And basically, I'm still waiting for the UN to start marching in under responsibility to protect, because that's we got Powers in there, who's like the queen of ceding sovereignty. She was behind a lot of horrible stuff going into sovereign nations under the guise of humanity or whatever they say. It's never that. And like we're seeing what we'll talk about in a sec playing out in Kazakhstan. But this is what they did to Ukraine and Yugoslavia and Serbia and Syria. And the worst to me is Libya, the entire Middle East. So also Haiti. We have to be honest that these globalists, their whole goal has not changed. It will not change. And the only reason it changed from Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030 is because Trump won. And again, if they never expected Trump to win till that night, and the truth of the matter is he was only running if he would win. So he knew he was going to win. And the minute that he won, all these people I'm talking about went into full on panic mode. And we had Fauci come out and say, Trump's going to have a pandemic, if everyone remembers. They played out event 201. And on top of that, George Soros came out and said, Trump was an accident. We're going to get rid of him. And he did.
And also they tried to get him out on the insurance policy because that took about 38 days.
Right.
And they failed, and he won that as well.
Right.
You know,
Because Trump's the whole time been playing the straight and narrow, because I believe he's involved in an international sting where they know it all. And on top of that, and it's not Trump. People have to get over this. He's one man. He's done, he's sacrificed a lot for the future of this country because he saw where it was headed, because he knows these overlords. He knows what these puppet masters are about. There was also a disclosure in America of where all the money went for a lot of these packages, that these surplus packages, they're all going to pay off other people. This is a money laundering puppet master scheme to keep people indebted to them through bribery, blackmail, and all of that. That's why in America, we got to take our states first approach, get the federal government out of our states, all their money, all their overlord, all the ridiculous regulations that Trump was undoing. Undo them. They've redone them all, and take back our state by state. And then we'll decide what happens to the District of Columbia, this foreign entity.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about Kyrgyzstan. What's really happening in Kyrgyzstan? Speaking of the Middle East.
I knew this was going to happen. Actually, a year ago, I was talking about Kyrgyzstan, not just because Astana was being built up by the same exact puppet masters for some kind of new headquarters, but also the Belt and Road Initiative goes by it, which is the CCP's plan to completely control the supply chain of the whole world through the CCP, which, of course, that's what's happening at our ports and the shortages all over. But what really is going on there, I saw it right away and I said, ugh, they're trying again. So as we've discussed many times, and everyone should look it up. Don't go to Google or Wikipedia, though, because the overlords are totally manipulating and censoring and changing history. It's really sick what Google's getting away with. All of them, too, the Amazon servers and the whole Amazon cloud. How many contracts they have with our government and yours should be alarming, that this company that Jeff Bezos runs, tech all over the world is being controlled by them under government contracts. And it's pretty scary. So what happened there is, as you know, there was a color revolution run by the overlords led by Soros, who had Obama, Brennan, when he was in the CIA, Power, Rice, Hillary, Biden. They all pulled a color revolution in Ukraine in 2014. They went in there with their versions of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and neo-Nazis, straight up Nazis. And they went in there and they caused so much havoc on the ground that the only answer, and when you hear this, you have to know that it's our CIA, your nefarious forces, the whole Five Eyes that are in on the Great Reset and the One World Government. And unfortunately, NATO, which is really turning out to be a very unbelievable situation. NATO is the One World Government, UN's military. They are not loyal to any of the countries in there. And also NATO is proving that they're not going to do anything other than try to start a war to fund their coffers. And anyone that's not with the Great Reset, they will go after, which is what's happening. So basically the Ukraine thing, they went in there, they got the duly elected president kicked out because of regime change for responsibility to protect, you know, because of human rights violations. And they placed in the guy that's in there now, who's a total puppet. Everyone remembers Joe Biden saying he wasn't going to give them $1 billion unless they dropped the case against his kid at the Council of Foreign Relations. We all saw that. Unfortunately, most people had the Hunter Biden laptop hidden from them and still have. So they don't know the extent of crime of the Biden family, especially Joe, and how he used his positions of power all over the world financially to gain as well. But I will say this, the playbook is the same right now. They're not able to make Russia attack Ukraine. Russia doesn't want a war with Ukraine. It is the CIA and NATO pushing them. The Ukrainian people were captured in 2014 by the Color Revolutionary group that we can connect to all the same people. The Ukrainian people are in danger and being used as a pawn. And what's going on there is it's nobody's playing. Poland wants nothing to do with it. Hungary wants nothing to do with it. Turkey's saying to stop what they're doing. And basically, this is still NATO, a military industrial complex, like I brought up Cheney and others, trying to foment endless wars. So what's the next best thing? Kazakhstan is on the border, the biggest border to Russia. So now we have something happen there. And all you have to do is go to DuckDuckGo, put in George Soros, NGOs, Kazakhstan, or put in National Endowment for Democracy, NGOs, Kazakhstan, or International Crisis, NGOs, Kazakhstan. And you're going to find that they have, over the last several years, put in groups similar to Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the neo-Nazi group in Ukraine. And that's what they do. They divide and conquer the people by using small groups, giving them a ton of money, sending them out there to fight against each other, and then blaming the government that's in there that the puppet masters want to replace because they're not going along with the Great Reset plan and the one world government. Well, this is what happened. But in Kazakhstan the past week, it also happened to be the Russians' Holy Week, which was not an accident. And also the other thing to know that people don't know, I don't think, is that Russia, because they've tried to do this in Belarus, but they've turned it all around. Our media, our disgusting media, Blinken, who's, don't forget, Blinken's parents built the library at George Soros's EU university that teaches color revolution and Marxism. So Blinken, Biden, Sullivan guy, all these people, same Rice powers. I'm sure Clinton and Obama are in the back there too. Military industrial complex. They start making it like it's Belarus, but now it's Kazakhstan. And that's not true. So what really is happening there is Putin met with his alliance that they have that counters NATO, which is getting stronger, a week ago. A week before this happened. And I believe that they already knew that they were going to do it. And I believe they said 20,000 people, not from Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's main language is Russian. Not from Kazakhstan, from foreign entities. Putin's calling them out, the same people, the NGOs, foreign NGOs, the US government, the CIA, NATO, Blinken, Biden, and their overlord regime that put them in there. And they're trying to overthrow and take Kazakhstan because they know Russia will defend it. Russia has a lot of invested in Kazakhstan, including sharing border and language, but also sharing technology and military equipment. And also the oil and gas industry of Russia is tied to it. So what happens, they try to do it. 20,000 people, they say, from outside NGOs and other foreign entities have come in, planned. It was planned. They've arrested a lot of people that are saying that they were paid, just like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. A lot of those people say that they were paid. A lot of people that did harvesting for the election were paid, all by the same people. You know, we're talking Weiss, we're talking Soros, these people all over the world, Rockefeller, Rothschild, banking cabal, all of them. So they caught them. They caught them trying to pull a color revolution. But what happened that people should know that leads me to believe that we are watching an alliance international sting to take down the international banking cabal is that the head of security of the country of Kazakhstan was arrested. And he was arrested under for high treason. Well, guess who he's connected to? Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. There are pictures of this guy that was arrested for high treason in their government with Hunter Biden at a dinner in Washington. And Hunter Biden has emails from his laptop connected to the guy that was just arrested in Kazakhstan. On top of that, the former president that they placed in Ukraine, Poroshenko, just had all his assets seized. So I believe this is just another piece in this major puzzle of it all coming back to the same group. And Biden and Obama and Clinton and Bush, all of them are in on a lot of this stuff and the CCP and all of that. But as we know, there's a fungus above them that has wreaked havoc on this planet. And like I said, there was this disclosure about all the cabal banks that got all these payouts. Well, all of it's going right back to the Bank of International Settlements. And once they unpeel what that is, it's all these same guys. And like I said, they're not canceling Davos. I'm assuming Bilderberg too, and World Economic Forum stuff because of COVID. They all know about COVID.
Oh, of course.
You know, this is because they are back up against the wall. And like I keep telling people, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean, this is why I keep saying, it's not about America or Trump. This is so much bigger. And it's really about God versus Satan on a level of the same goal of all of these people is to eliminate God and faith and free will of humanity and impose their overlords. But the arrest in Kazakhstan, the seizing of the assets of Poroshenko, the falling apart of the COVID, the filing at the ICC, whether it means something or not, has a lot of information in it. This a lot of this stuff, this thing coming out from Project Veritas, it's all falling apart. And but we have to be vigilant because these people have had this power. They've been in the shadows for so long. You and I have done all we could to point people towards them. And I just said last week, and again for your audience, when they run these simulations, like the Transition Integrity Project, the takedown of Trump and the stealing of our government a year before the election was fraudulently stolen, which it was one way or another in many different areas, including the hiding of the Hunter Biden laptop from the American people that would have seen that Joe Biden has no business running anything, especially our country. But number two, they did this, the event 201 a year before the COVID outbreak. We know now Fauci, that 2018, was told he can't do it, didn't anyway. We have the cyber polygon exercise, which anyone can find on the World Economic Forum. And then a year later, our supply chains all over the world fall apart as predicted. And then we just had the Operation Stronghold or whatever in Israel about the full takedown of our financial system worldwide. These aren't, people have to know, these aren't simulations, they're rehearsals. And people have to be very aware because they're not done. They're not done. I'm sorry.
Well, it's going to carry on. It's going to start falling apart. Good things are happening because more and more people waking up. I know it's slow, but it's happening. And the deep state have always been strategic before. People weren't aware of it before, but it's really, you know, reversing the programming now. And it's a very slow progress, but we're going in the right direction. And I'm very happy about that. But Milke, we are running out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
Yeah, I just want to say that I feel very, very positive about what's going on. It is scary, but we are in World War III. People need to realize that this is a war again with a very small group of people that all of us, all of our countries have been lied to about. All roads lead to the UN, but it's really above them. And it's about greed and money and control. And they want to control humanity and anyone they can't control, they want to get rid of. This is a fact. It's coming out more and more. I believe it will be exposed. But you know what? As I always say, God wins, but God already won this game, or we wouldn't know what we're know. What's coming out wouldn't be coming out because they had that much power and they own the media. But bigger than that, we have to remember that in the Bible, God didn't come down to planet Earth and fight on the front lines. The people did. And that's where we are now. And like I said, I go to the Mel Kay Show, look at the events. We're doing events all over this country. I'm back on the road this week. Get together with like-minded folks. It will change your whole perspective. Do it in every country. Start your own groups if you can. This is about the people that believe in God and freedom and liberty, and that God gave us all potential we're allowed and supposed to live up to, and that we have not been allowed or had the idea that we were being suppressed and held down. But everyone out there needs to know that God is fighting a battle, but he's inside every single one of us, because God, this is his planet and we are his people and we win this. But you got to get out there. This is not, don't listen to the threats, be brave, be resolute, and say, you know what? If not for me, for my children and their children, I want them to grow up on a free planet without these overlords, without this debt slavery fraud that is our financial system. And if we don't comply and we fight back and we stay loud and we stay proud, we will overcome. And I believe on the other side of the Great Awakening, it's going to be the best we've ever seen on this planet. And I think the whole concept of war, none of our countries, none of the people on this planet want war. This is something these overlords create to create money and power and fear and panic. Refuse it. just refuse it. Do not comply. And visit me. I've joined Getter. I saw Rogan. I was on there. I never really used it. And then I saw Rogan went there. And in one day, it got 8 million people. So that's fun. I'm also on Gab. I'm also the Mel Kay Show on Rumble and BitChute. Please subscribe. And the MelKayShow.com. Go to the resources page on the MelKayShow.com and find real news there. And keep the faith, because God wins.
Absolutely. God wins. Mel Kay, it's been an honor. Thank you so much. And we'll speak again next week. God bless you.
See you then. Bye-bye. Take care.